Now, the last weekend in June traditionally sees gay pride events all over the world. What may look like a happy-go-lucky camp fest started out as a very important protest in the journey of equality for the LGBT community. And this weekend, the festivities come to Dublin, and William Swatman from the Pride Festival joins us to tell us more. William, I hope the sun comes out.
Hopefully, Michael. I'm sure it will, though.
It's a bit miserable today, but listen.
For one day.
William, tell us what sort of events are happening for the Pride Festival.
Well, Michael, the events, they start today. And later on today, we have the Nurses and Midwives LGBT Seminar. This will be held in the Gresham Hotel at 1:30 p.m. And that's free in. And there'll be a number of speakers there. That is free in, and anybody can go to it. You have the likes of Liam Doran, General Secretary of the INMO, will kick off proceedings, followed by the Fine Gael Openly Gay TD.
Who is, I can't think of
Jerry
his name.
Butmer.
That's right, Jerry Butmer, yeah.
Yeah. And Dr. Leslie Hannan, representing the Gay Doctors of Ireland, will be sharing some personal experience.
So all the professionals are coming out today?
All the professionals are coming out today for that event.
And what about the parade tomorrow? What time does that all start kicking off at?
The parade isn't on tomorrow. The parade is on next Saturday.
All right, okay. So
we have a week. We've basically given everybody a full week of events until the parade.
Okay, and what can we look forward to then this week?
So you can look forward to tomorrow with News Talks, Global Village Dublin Pride Special. The theme of this is Feel Good About Yourself, and that's going to be in the Morgan Hotel. That's free in as well. That's at 6 p.m.
No worries.
And then we have also later on in the evening, we have Where Am I? The Irish Film Institution, and that's at 6:45 p.m.
Is this a film, is it?
That's the film, yeah.
Okay.
So you can pick which one you want to go to. And then you have on Sunday, we have the Family Day in Fairview Park. It's always a popular one.
Oh, great, yeah.
So that's for everyone, Michael. That's basically for everyone. And whoever wants to go along to that,
And what can we expect there in Fairview?
You can expect different sports day games like you would have played in school. There'll be also a dog show there as well.
All right. So that's
the dog show will start at 3 p.m.
Right,
we'll have a few judges there to judge the dog show, and it should be loads of fun. You just follow the gay pride buntings around, and if you just follow them, they'll bring you to the area that we'll be having it.
It should be right in
the middle of the park.
That should be a bit of fun if the weather's good. Hopefully, the weather will be good.
Exactly. Yeah, I know the past 2 years, I think the weather was great.
Yeah.
So hopefully now it holds up. It has been changed from the Phoenix Park to Fairview Park
Our local parish here, so we're happy it's coming to Fairview.
Yeah, exactly.
So, William, just tell us a bit, what are you looking forward to yourself, and just give us a bit a broad outline of the parade and the bigger festivities next weekend.
Yeah. What we're looking forward to is to get everybody from around the country to get involved and to just come together as a community. If we could have everybody there on the day of the parade, and for everybody to march together as one in the parade.
Okay.
It's brilliant. We had it last year. It was a great sense of community overall, and even people at the sides, they're supporting it and everything. It was very good. The main things that we'll be having is the Pride Parade next Saturday will start off. That's on the 29th of the 6th. But that'll be starting off at 12 p.m. That's starting at the Garden of Remembrance, moving down O'Connell Street, winding around Trinity, and ending at the Parade Village, which will be at Merrion Square.
Okay. And then there's concerts then in Merrion Square then afterwards, isn't there?
There is, yeah. That'll be in the parade. That'll be in the Pride Village. There'll be an open air concert, and this gig basically gets bigger every year.
Yeah.
And it's all live performances starting at 3 until 7 p.m. And this has some great names involved in it. The best thing is get there, join the parade, walk there, then spend the time there. There's massive amount of stalls going on and everything. So it'll be loads of fun for the whole family.
Okay. So even though it is a big camp fest of pink fun, it is making a serious point about...
making a serious point. We basically, what we went from 30 years ago was to, it was like a protest 30 years ago to get equality. But although we still remember that and we still... We have great equality here in Ireland, but there's always that next step to make. But this year it's a celebration as well. That's mainly what we want to do, is we want to celebrate how far we've come as well as the next steps down the line. So we want to celebrate the past 30 years and the next 30 years. That's what we plan to do. And even after the parade, like, we do have a thing called the Ceremony of Love and Remembrance, and this is to remember 30 years ago where Declan Flynn, who was tragically murdered, they are near the Fairview Park, and that's something we also try to remember as well. Like, I mean, true, you have the good things and the bad things, so we remember all and try and bring it together.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, have a great, enjoy the week. And what's your website there if anybody's interested in looking up what's happening?
For any events or to check anything, just log on to www.dublinpride.ie for all details and regular updates.
All right. Well, listen, William, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, and have a happy Pride and enjoy the festivities. Thanks for talking
to
us.
Michael.
Best
thanks
of luck to you, William. Cheers. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.